and welcome to Out in the Bay, our weekly show about gay life from San Francisco. I'm Marilyn Pittman. My guest has recently become famous for singing his heart out on national TV. And when I say out, I mean, yes, he was way out on Fox TV's The X Factor. But he was eliminated and is now back in San Francisco doing a holiday show, Jason Brock's New Year's Eve glitter explosion at St. Aidan's Church in San Francisco. Jason Brock, welcome to Out in the Bay.
Thank you, Marilyn. I'm happy to be here.
Wow. It was amazing to watch you.
Well, thank you. It was a glitter explosion at times, actually.
Well, you performed under so much pressure. You're on the national stage. Now, let's just fill us in. How did you get on the show? How did
that begin? I went to Cow Palace where they were holding like mass auditions.
The glamorous Cow Palace.
Oh, yes. It was glamorous beyond belief. And I was standing in line for about 10 hours, which is also quite glamorous, in all of my like glamorous
regalia.
Clothing. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I just waited and I waited in line and I went in and I sang for someone. Actually, before I sang for someone, I said, hey, I need to run off and do a wedding. Like, I had a wedding gig, so I went to sing and play piano for their gig. I don't know how I played the piano, by the way. And then I came back to Cow Palace because they let me come back and audition. And they sent me through. They were like, okay, good.
And then you went from there to L.A.
Yeah, after I made it past the celebrity judges who loved me, they gave me a standing ovation. I mean, everyone except Simon Cowell stood up and clapped for me on my first audition. And after that, I was sent through to L.A.
Now, wait, let's stop right there. So was that a sort of red flag for you? Like, uh-oh, Simon Cowell doesn't. It's his show. He created it. Simon Cowell was on American Idol, and now
you're right.
It's his show, The X Factor, and he created that.
That's right.
And so when you were like, uh-oh.
Actually, I was thinking, well, he's a pretty hardcore guy. He doesn't stand up for
most people.
So I thought it was okay. I wish he would have stood. But now looking back, probably a red flag.
He just decided he didn't like you from the beginning?
Maybe. But he said, Jason, I thought you were going to be crazy or just you were dreaming, fantasizing something unrealistic. But then I heard you sing and I was actually at the Jason Brock concert. And he's like, I'm very happy to welcome you to the show.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Okay, so then you got on the show.
I got on the show. I started through those different levels. Like, you go through boot camp after that. And boot camp was like this grueling thing where I had to go through like three different challenges. We had to do
like
group,
a sing-off every time.
Yeah, sing-off, a group number, and then one solo number. And it was such high pressure. It was like in 3 days, you had to learn a new song or do a new song every day.
Now you have your own hotel room, right?
No, actually, you share it.
See, that's kind of weird, too.
I wanted
to know about stuff like that. That's
I don't
the thing
want to
I
sleep
hear
with
about.
Someone I don't know.
I don't want to share a bathroom with someone I don't know. I don't want to sleep with someone I don't know.
Well, it was really awkward because he was straight and I kept trying to like have sex with him, even though, no, not really.
You caught me there. Like, uh-oh.
No, I have a boyfriend in Japan. That's going great.
So you have to share a hotel room. So that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
And then you're having to be under all this pressure and do these sing-offs for 3 days in a row.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of grueling.
It's grueling. You don't get much sleep either. You know, like,
do they like you that way? So maybe hoping that you kind of break down, they're trying to weed out the weak.
I think so. Really? I think they were just saying, who can handle this much pressure? Because
they can go on to the real show business, because that's the kind of show business pressure that maybe is.
It's true. Mm. Maybe, hopefully, it'll never be that bad where they're like throwing a song on you out of nowhere.
Well, if you're a star, you have control, right?
Exactly.
Or even a featured player, you probably have control.
Right.
So what was it like for you being on the national stage? I mean, nerves? Tell me about that.
I was definitely nervous before I would go out. Like, but I felt really happy to be there. But at the same time, I mean, more than just being seen by the country and the world, I was more nervous about possibly screwing up my song for the judges. It was really, the judges made me more nervous than the audience.
Well, yeah. I would think that would be true. I mean, because you're such an experienced performer and you're not a young guy in the sense of like you're in your 20s and you've never done this before.
Right.
You've been a professional singer for, what, 10 years?
Yeah, for a long time. Give or take.
Give or take.
Yeah.
And you're in your 30s. And so, you know, you're full of confidence and you know your talent.
Right.
And so it isn't about necessarily the nerves of performing. It's more about making sure you perform your best for the judges.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And now, yeah, the judges kind of had me screwed up there for after my first performance, my second performance, the judges had said that, you know, I was terrible. Actually, it was Simon who said I was terrible and that it was the worst thing he'd ever seen. He actually said that both of my performances. So I felt really like my confidence was, I was hurt and I wasn't as confident as I used to be because it kind of got to me. What is that?
You think that's part of the design too, to see if they can erode your confidence?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See if you can stand that.
Probably.
Well, you know, if you are a star, you do have to withstand a lot of hate these days.
That is so true.
The Yelp era.
Yes. Even before that, I mean, people were saying things on my first video, New York State of Mind, which was my most liked performance by everyone out in the public. But I would get comments on that in all my videos and on Twitter and stuff that I was so, you're so gay, you're a faggot, you're a blah, blah, you know. Sorry if that's not appropriate, but, you know, just saying bad things about me because I'm gay.
There's that.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to block some of that on some YouTube videos of mine just because people say the most heinous things.
They do.
It's just unbelievable.
Really
vitriolic.
Yes.
And so, so you're feeling a bit assaulted by the time you get to the bigger moments on the stage, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you've got to summon every part of your strength.
That's right.
So what do you do to prepare for that then? How did you rebuild that confidence after those other rounds? And how did you find yourself in that sense and succeed as much as you did, which I thought was fantastic?
Thank you. Well, I just, the first time I heard the comments from Simon, that was where the most pain came from. I just kind of let it go, actually. I said, that is not true. You know, that is not true. I actually am talented and I know what he's saying, but I just don't believe him.
Mm-hmm.
But the second time when it happened again, it really hurt. And I actually was near crying the entire next day. And then I went home that day because,
You were eliminated.
I was eliminated.
Now, Britney Spears and L.A. Reid, who was behind Pink's first hit record, they voted for you, but Simon and the judges didn't. And then the public voted against you. And what was so cool tonight for the interview is that you brought the music.
Yes.
And so let's listen.
Okay, let's listen.
All right, so this is the song. It's a Bonnie Tyler song. Yes. It was a hit from the early 80s, Total Eclipse of the Heart. And this is the song. This is the song that you last sang.
Yes, I fought to do this song.
You're listening to Jason Brock on Out in the Bay.
But you're never coming round. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, but then I see the look in your eyes. Falling apart. Nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Jason Brock here on Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman. That is from The X Factor, Fox Television. It was a song that ended up getting you eliminated, but it's hard to figure out why, isn't it?
Well, now, that was like my save me song. So I sang it to the judges to try to convince them to keep me because I was in the bottom two and they had to choose who to keep.
Oh, it was the sing off again, yes.
Yep, and they actually tied because L.A. and Brittany wanted me. Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about L.A. Reid. Now, as I said before, he was behind Pink's first hit album. Mm-hmm. She references him in one of the hit songs. Mm-hmm. And he mentored you.
Yes.
And how did he do that? What was his approach with you?
His approach with me was, at first, he had ideas for what I should do. And he's like, you know, you should try this song and just make sure to be your flamboyant, fantastic self.
Like an Elton John type,
he said
in one
interview.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what he was going for, which I was like, cool. I like that. I think we didn't get as flamboyant as we should have. Maybe I should have been like completely Lady Gaga'd out or something, but I don't know. Anyway,
if you think about Elton John, the piano, the glasses, the outfits.
Yeah.
But you were very, not Elton John. But I see what you're saying, but you wanted maybe in hindsight going further, like what Lady Gaga
exactly.
does now.
Exactly. Yeah. Even more than what I did. But, the LA also, he decided to let me have more say in my song choices mm-hmm. later because he had had more say before. But that didn't turn out so well.
You had to blame it on it. Well, you know, Jason Brock, just in case you just tuned in, is with us tonight. He's a San Francisco cabaret singer who was on The X Factor on Fox Television a little bit ago, and it was eliminated, and it has a little bit of controversy attached to it. But I want to also tell you that he's doing a New Year's Eve show called Jason Brock's New Year's Eve Glitter Explosion. It's at St. Aidan's Episcopal Church in San Francisco, and you can go to jasonbrockvocals.com, click on performances, and find out more about that. So let's talk about that. I mean, what is the controversy? Because you had all these different outlets, these media outlets coming to you, Us Magazine, HuffPo, Washington Post, and Yahoo Music interviewing you. And there was a sort of, I think it was kind of, you said, because I'm gay.
Well, oh,
talk
yeah.
about that.
So the reason the thing is they asked me, a lot of people asked me, do you think that being gay had anything to do with the fact that you're eliminated? And I'm like,
they set you up for that, though.
Yeah, they did. But I did say yes, it probably had some influence. I mean, obviously, everything influences people's votes. So there's a lot of reasons people vote for or against someone. And I think that being gay is kind of like, I was kind of like the polar opposite of the person who's also often number one right now, which is Tate Stevens. He's like kind of Family Guy cowboy, you know, like represents traditional family values, whatever that is. But I felt like I was just the opposite in a lot of ways of what he represents. And I think that America's voting for that. And maybe
voting values.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just talent.
Right.
Well, and look at the other shows. We've got The Voice, American Idol, mm-hmm. what Adam Lambert. Now, mm-hmm. but he wasn't really out.
That's true. He wasn't. He wasn't out.
We've had Clay Aiken. I mean, we've had people on The Voice, too, that you just know they're gay.
Right. But they just aren't out.
So how were you out? Tell us about that.
Well, from the very first audition, I said, you know, I want to say hi for my boyfriend in Japan. You know, I was like, konnichiwa, buri-chan, which is hi,
konnichiwa
Brittany.
To the boyfriend. Yeah. Uh-oh.
And, so that was like definitely revealed that I was gay. And I actually grabbed Mario Lopez's ass on national television live. That was great. And Mario loved it. But there were lots of things that showed I was obviously gay.
I don't think anybody else has done, well, besides the Mario Lopez thing. I don't think anybody else has come out and said stuff like, I want to say hi to my boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't
That's
think
pretty out.
Yeah, it's not usually that out.
They just are flamboyant or gayish or whatever, and we just all go, oh, well, that's the way they are.
Right,
but you're
right.
actually saying it. Now, why? Why did you choose that?
Well, because that's how I always am as a person in real life, too. So I was just being myself on camera as well. And, you know, being gay is not that unique anymore, I don't think. But I was definitely going to talk about everything that was important to me, which I did. And that just happened to be one of the natural things to come out. It's like, you know, I have a boyfriend, or like, You know, I have a very funny, like, my sense of humor is often sexual. So, like, grabbing Mario's ass or something like that is, like, my style. And I just happen to do it on TV.
And you happen to be from San Francisco. That can't help your brand. They find out you're from San Francisco, the national audience.
You know
how they all think of San Francisco. They're very limited and ignorant in their view of what San Francisco is. San Francisco is a world community full of many ethnic minorities and many interesting kinds of people from all over the world.
Right.
It isn't necessarily just a gay city. It's partly gay, but there's a lot of other things going on.
Exactly.
But, you know, people who never travel and stay in Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I love my Texas listeners.
Yeah, me too. My family's from Texas. But, no, I totally know what you mean, and I think that did influence people a bit, but I'm not saying it's the only reason.
So what's the result of that? I want to listen to one more song, well, a couple more songs, but I just want to finish that thought here. What is the result of that inside you? I mean, do you go away feeling any sense of discrimination or bitterness or
I don't really feel
anger?
Not really. Like, what I feel, of course, I feel a bit sad that I'm not still on the show. Sometimes I feel like a sense of loss. But it's not that it was because I was gay or because of any certain reason. I really just feel like I got to be myself on national television, and I'm very happy about that. And I get tweets from people, you know, or like Facebook messages saying that I inspired them. I made them feel comfortable to be themselves. It's those kinds of things.
That's big.
Yeah, that is big.
It means a lot.
So I helped people in some way.
It's an activist thing to do, I suppose. You represented.
Yeah.
Let's listen to another track from The X Factor that you brought. This is an R. Kelly song. It's called I Believe I Could Fly. Is that right?
That's right. And Simon said, you know, Jason, I don't think you can fly. That's the problem. I think maybe you could get a couple inches off the ground.
Jason Brock here on Out of the Bay.
And life was nothing but an awful song. But if I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it. There's nothing to
Jason Brock here on Out in the Bay. Jason Brock, the cabaret singer from San Francisco, was here with me in the studio tonight on Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman, and we're listening to some audio from The X Factor. You were on the Fox television program about a month ago and doing pretty well up until the moment you get eliminated, which is a reality show.
Yes.
Reality.
That's right. It is a reality show reality. That's the moment we all face, except
elimination.
For one person. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is there a lot of, did they encourage you to have controversy with each other? You know how sometimes reality shows kind of stir things up and plant things, and they're not really real. They're creating real.
Well, I can say that.
Let's hear it.
That the show would definitely, you know, if there was any possibility of drama, they wanted to make sure to get that on camera. And I guess that's all.
Did you have any drama?
I had.
Are you a drama queen?
No, I'm not really. I mean, I got along with most everyone.
You're pretty even-tempered,
I think. But, you know, there were some times when I was like, oh, that person's really getting on my nerves, you know. Yeah.
And they captured that and put
actually,
that on.
Actually, that didn't make it on the air.
Good.
Thank God.
I think so, because that's not good.
People.
Well, and you're being voted on by the public, and you don't want the public to be like, he's not nice or whatever.
Right, right.
Especially being gay, you got to not be bitchy.
That's true.
Don't you think?
Oh, my God. Well,
that
I don't know.
Work for you.
It'd be interesting.
Well, unless you're really, really funny.
Yeah, yeah. You can
but
be
it's not a comedy show. It's a singing show.
Exactly. So. But it's also a popularity contest, people say.
Well, because they let the public vote. Now,
yes.
Now on The Voice, they don't do that, do they? Or they do it on all the shows,
they
don't they?
I think they do it on all the shows now.
You have over 170,000 followers on Twitter. By the way, you can find Jason Brock at Jason Broccoli.
Yes.
Is that your real name, or are you just goofing around?
My real name is Jason Brock. Jason Broccoli, I think, is just funny.
It is funny. You can find him on Twitter. You can find him on Tumblr as well.
Yes.
Jason Broccoli, right?
That's right.
And so, but you have over 170,000. Now, how many did you have before The X Factor?
Oh, my God. I had like 300 or 400 followers. And now I have getting close to 200,000. It's crazy. Amazing. I'm also on Instagram, if anyone wants to follow there. I have like 13,000 followers or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then Tumblr?
Tumblr.
You prefer that to Facebook? Are you on Facebook too?
I'm on Facebook too. You can like me on Facebook.
All right.
Yep.
And Twitter, you tweet a lot.
I tweet a lot. I'm most active on Twitter.
Right. Yeah. And you tweet a lot about, I mean, how do you approach that? How do you figure out what you're going to tweet?
I mean,
you
tweet
have to be careful.
Everything. I often have like funny tweets, and I often tweet about One Direction and how I want to sleep with Zayn. I often tweet about Mario's body. I tweet about my boyfriend who, thank God, understands that I'm not serious about other guys. You know, I live tweet the show. I like watch X Factor, and then I tweet all my opinions about everyone's outfits.
I saw that.
Everyone's songs. You saw that. Cool.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, it is.
So you can follow you as we go along.
That's right. If you want to watch the show with me.
170,000. That's kind of amazingly fabulous, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It is.
So you're getting rich and famous. You got an agent. You're getting things in the works. What kind of things are you working on now? What's this going to do for your career?
Well, what I really want to do is be on Glee. That's my first goal. I think that I'd be perfect on that TV show. So that's kind of something I have in my mind. Also, recording. I'm going to be doing recording. I'm working on songs already. But we'll see if I'm on a label with Sony or not. They get to decide if they're going to sign me or not after the show's over. So we'll see what happens.
Wow. So it's really opened up lots of doors.
It has. And I'm interested in so many things. Like, of course, singing, acting, hosting, doing a TV show.
Well, you can't have the radio show.
I'm coming for you, Marilyn.
Oh, well, I'll be dead sooner than you, so.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
My guest is Jason Brock, the San Francisco cabaret singer who is on The X Factor. You can find him at jasonbrockvocals.com. You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman. Now, at your New Year's Eve show here at the St. Aidan's Episcopal Church in San Francisco, you're going to sing some of your favorites, including songs by Adele, Queen, Whitney Houston, Tina Turner, Dionne Warwick, my personal favorite.
Yes.
And you're going to be sharing the stage with Dee Spencer on piano, who's an amazing, your counterpart here in San Francisco.
Yes, she is.
And I'm just wondering, out of the song, the program that you put together, what, just tell us a little bit about it, you know, what Whitney Houston song and why. And,
oh, sure. Well, the songs that I'm going to do are mainly songs that everyone enjoys, and I know what my audience has enjoyed over time from my performances here before, and I'm going to do some things from the TV show because people want to hear that as well, mm-hmm. Including New York State of Mind, which is everyone's favorite, it seems that I do.
That's and a Billy Joel song, right?
That is a Billy Joel song, and I have kind of a unique spin on it. It's on
YouTube.
I'm
from the 70s, by the way. Aren't
oh, really? I would never have guessed that. Anyway, so Dee Spencer will be on piano.
Way to be nice to the host.
Yeah. I'm being honest. You look way younger than that.
Stop it.
Okay.
That was 40 years ago. Stop it. No, but this is, and so.
And Whitney, I Wanna Dance With Somebody, because I tell this hilarious story in the middle of that song and it always changes. So,
that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adele?
Adele, you know what I'm gonna do.
No,
someone
what?
Like you. Never. Oh, I can't sing.
That's beautiful. No, don't sing right now. We're not going to put you on the spot.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a warm-up, and there's other things that go into that. You can't just open your mouth and sing on a radio show.
Exactly. Can't
I mean,
do
you
that.
Could, but that's annoying.
I could.
of me to ask you.
Right.
And the Dionne Warwick, what's that?
Oh, If Anyone Had a Heart. Anyone Who Had a Heart. Sorry. So that's a song that my friend Bruce, you may know Bruce too, he's been asking for that for years. And I said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it in this show.
Cool. Well, let's listen to one more track from The X Factor. You brought us a Jennifer Lopez song, Dance Again, right?
Yes. This is where the glitter explosion actually happened.
The glitter explosion. Here on Out in the Bay with Jason Brock. Jason Brock here on Out in the Bay. So what was fun about that?
Oh, well, first of all, dancing in the studio was fun just now. And also, when I was on stage with that number, I got the opportunity to run my hand down a hot Asian dancer's body, which was also on national television. I loved it.
That's so gay.
It was so gay.
I know you're not supposed to say that anymore, but because it's used in a derogatory way.
Oh, yeah.
So you were so out.
So out.
And then you got kicked out.
Yes, I did. Not in the good out way. In the kind of like sad goodbye out way.
But the thing is about these reality shows is even when you get kicked off, you still, like I think about that woman Carla from the Food Network star show. And she has that show in the morning. I don't know what it is, but it's a food show and it has Mario Batali on it. Mm-hmm. And her name's Carla. And she, you know, she was a player on that show up to about the last five or six people. But she has her own show now on some big network in the mornings.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, it's like even if you lose, you win.
That's true.
On these shows, don't you think?
Absolutely. Because I get to do stuff like all over the country now, like concerts and different kinds of events. So I'm really happy that I got that opportunity.
It's great to see you. And thanks for coming by and sharing all the good stories about it. Because
we're all proud
of you here in San Francisco and look forward to your New Year's Eve show. That's you can find Jason about, find out about that on jasonbrockvocals.com. It's the New Year's Eve glitter explosion at St. Aidan's Church in San Francisco. Thanks so much for being on with me again.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Glad to be here.
Will you always come back if I ask you, no matter how famous you get?
Of course. Always.
All right. Good. Thanks again.
Thank you, Marilyn.
You've been listening to Out in the Bay. It's a weekly show about gay life from San Francisco. Our show streams and is on the air every Thursday at 7 p.m. And we archive it for podcasting and on-demand listening at outinthebay.com. It's our brand new website. You got to check it out. You check out the Playing Favorites page where we put up a dozen of our best shows over these last 8 years. Ang Lee, Sylvester, John Waters, many more. Really, make a holiday donation now. It's tax deductible. It's the end of the year. You need that tax deduction. You rich gays. All right, I'm done. And you rich un-gays. It keeps us on the air. No, really. I know. We say that. And you think, nah, they don't really mean that. But I'm saying we mean that. We're public radio. You're the public. We're the radio. So let's work together, will you? Outinthebay.com. And get us on your phone there on the website. Just go to the Stitcher app there. We've been on the air for 8 years now, and we need your support. Once again, go to outinthebay.com. And write us with your questions or comments. My email is Marilyn@outinthebay.com, and Eric's is Eric@outinthebay.com. Thanks to the staff and management of KLW. I've had the great pleasure to have Eric Jansen producing the show tonight. He's our engineer. Thanks, Eric. Out of the Bay is produced by Eric Jansen and me. I'm Marilyn Pittman. Thanks for joining me.